Dave Hughes, who is a congressional candidate, Minnesota District 7, Republican, joining us on What's on Your Mind for an Election Day update. Dave, how are you doing?
Good, Scott. Great to be with you. And we're very hopeful and encouraged by what we've seen leading up to this primary election day today. And we think we're going to knock it out of the park.
I love it. That's the bold energy you want to bring to an election day right there. So what gives you that level of confidence? How do you gauge this? I mean, are you polling? Is it signs? Is it a grassroots effort to digital? What kind of metrics do you look at?
Well, it really is all that. You know, back in May, my team conducted a poll with a national polling firm and showed that the voters out there, both Democrats and Republicans, are obviously Republicans very much leaning towards Hughes, but a large percentage of Democrats who are also leaning towards me because I think that they have Peterson fatigue. So we've got that. Social media, you know, every single time the state party posts something in favor of Michelle, we see huge support for me, and we've got a huge grassroots effort out there. Lots of folks making phone calls, knocking on doors, putting out signs, and so we've got data, we've got the sense of things, and we're very encouraged.
So, obviously, five candidates on the ballot. The three we've heard the most about would be yourself. You've been in this position before and have vied for the Republican nomination, won the Republican nomination to take on Colin Peterson. Now you're up against Michelle Fischbach, who, as you mentioned, has been the party-endorsed candidate, and also President Trump again yesterday tweeting out his support, so that's a big apparatus as well. And then Dr. Collis seems to be making quite a bit of noise with his television ads, and in addition to the other two candidates as well, who I don't want to slight, but just don't get anywhere near as much attention. I mean, five people vying for a nomination, that's a lot. How do you make the case to voters that you are the one that ought to get that vote on election day today, the primary in Minnesota?
Well, Scott, you know, I've been doing this for 5 years, and that is part of the argument. I mean, Colin Peterson ran five consecutive times before he won this seat. John Klein over in Minnesota a few years ago ran three consecutive times before he won. My friend Jim Hagedorn down in Minnesota ran in 14, 16, and 18 before he finally won in 18. And I bring this up because I think that in Minnesota 7 especially, 38 counties spread out from Canada to Iowa, the size of the state of South Carolina, knowing what I just expressed, I think multiple consecutive runs is the only way to beat Colin Peterson. And so folks ought to look at that and realize that Michelle, you know, she's got the party backing and all this stuff, but the average voter out there in western Minnesota still has never heard of her. And they're not going to be persuaded to switch their vote from Colin to her because of a couple of radio ads and a couple of endorsements, notwithstanding how big one of those is. And so I think that history and precedent reveals that what I've been doing is the only winning formula. So there's an argument there that I'm making that I'm the only one that can beat Peterson this fall. But second of all, you know, what really matters to the voters, to the dedicated conservatives of western Minnesota is a conservative outsider. And one who expresses the enduring political principles of our founding, a free enterprise, limited government, individual liberty, and a strong national defense, and all the other stuff that comes with conservatism, finally ending, Scott, with the fact that one of the very most important issues in the entire country is we've got to end abortion. And folks have seen now for 5 years how important these subjects are to me, that my goal here is conservatism, more so than just, you know, carrying the banner of the party. And everywhere I go, people respond to that. And I'm arguing that I am more of a conservative than Michelle or Dr. Collis. I'm way better on any federal policy than Michelle. All you have to do is stand with her and ask her a really kind of tough question about anything. I mean, I'll go back to what you asked her. What do you really want to sink your teeth into, Michelle, when you get to Washington? Her answer was workforce training programs. Really? With all that this nation is facing, that's your big issue? I mean, we've got agriculture that's in rapid decline. We've got so much going on, Scott, and the voters have said, Dave, you're the guy, you're the one that has a command of the issues, and you've prioritized them in a matter of what's important, and we want you. And that's my argument to the folks today, Scott.
All right. Are you questioning just what she is deciding to prioritize? What is she most passionate about? or are you questioning, for instance, on her pro-life credentials, the fact that she would not be a, you know, 100% across the board pro-life candidate?
Well, both. I think she would certainly, you know, on the rare occasion when some sort of bill comes up in the U.S. House about abortion, I'm certain she would vote correctly. But others, including this my campaign, have pointed out that when she was in the state Senate, she voted for an appropriations bill that funded Health and Human Services. It was this big, ugly omnibus bill, which, by the way, is illegal. It violates the Constitution of Minnesota to have omnibus bills. But she and all the rest of them in St. Paul vote for them anyway. And the problem is that a number of these, especially one in 2017, funded the entire department, you know, including all the myriad health care services, but also it gave taxpayer dollars to abortion. Now, whether she in her heart of hearts regrets that and realizes that was wrong, I don't know. And a lot of the folks in St. Paul right now object to that and say, what are you saying? I'm not pro-life. I'm not saying any of that. I'm telling you that Michelle Fischbach voted for an omnibus appropriation bill that gave taxpayer dollars to abortion. Your listeners can conclude what they want about that, but that's the fact, and there's no arguing that. Now, would that exact situation come up in Washington? No, because that's not how things are funded up there. But I'm saying I'm better than her on every issue of federal policy, on every issue of federalism and the U.S. Constitution and what folks are looking for in a member of Congress.
She has the backing of the president, which is, as you mentioned earlier, an endorsement that matters. And certainly in Western Minnesota, the president is super popular. Some would argue, and I've heard people say, I like Dave Hughes a ton. I like what Dave Hughes stands for. I like what he's done. He's had an opportunity to beat Colin Peterson. It hasn't happened. We have to find somebody that can beat Colin Peterson. This is I'm morphing a lot of commentary from folks that I hear from in Western Minnesota into one, trying to decide which way ultimately to vote today. And obviously come November as well. So what do you say to folks who say, Dave, we like you, but you had your chance, and now the president's endorsed her, so she's the one that's obviously going to have the majority Republican backing. What do you say to that?
Well, I mean, I just go back to what I said a couple minutes ago. Nobody, not Michelle Fischbach, on her first try with the president's endorsement, nobody can beat Colin Peterson on their first attempt. I know that's that sounds like a self-serving assertion, but that is part of my argument. And Colin is now in his 30th year, and in all these years that he's run for re-election, I'm one of only four candidates that have only run against him more than once. And I'm the only one that did better on my second attempt than my first attempt. And my point there, of course, is that the district is moving more and more towards Hughes. And finally, I'm the only one that's ever run against him more than twice. And part of my argument is that is the key to victory. And it doesn't matter how many endorsements Michelle has and who they're by. My argument is that the voters of Western Minnesota are not going to flip from Colin to her on her first try. That's really a big part of it, Scott.
Election day today in Minnesota, primary race, I would say, is of significant importance today would be certainly this race in Minnesota 7, and then also Ilhan Omar has a pretty strong Democratic opponent. Wouldn't it be fun to see her just go into the ash bin of history? It would be. Yeah, politically, it's just time. Really is. So we'll see what happens, and wish you well. Dave, thanks for the time. Always appreciate your time for us and our listeners and your wonderful family. You take care. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you very much, Scott.